Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Sister Shelley, welcome everyone. It's time for Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Thank you so much for joining. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's get in prayer agreement. Dear Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you today and always, giving you praise, honor, and glory. We welcome you into this 15-minute message, asking the Holy Spirit to take control. May it be all of you and none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I get a song in my spirit, and I will just keep hearing it everywhere, and I'll just be singing it all the time. And recently I heard a song by Jonathan McReynolds, and the words just won't stop replaying in my spirit. And the lyrics go like this. May your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your battles end the way they should, And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. There's just something about those words that just touched me. But then, to top it off, I went to church, and the theme was God is good. And my bishop shared examples of those persons in their 60s, and then a lady who was in her, who was 81 years old, and then another lady who was 94, still living, honoring, and showing that God is good. The scripture that applies to both the song and the church theme is Psalms 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Today, I am just led to encourage you to keep looking up to the Lord and not at your situation. Whatever age you are, no matter the circumstance, keep saying to yourself, I will bless the Lord at all times. Through struggles, troubles, battles, and bad days, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. The title of today's message is The Humbleness of Praise. And you know what? The Lord is leading me to change that to the humbleness of your praise. Amen. Glory to God. The Street Love Bible story this week is found in the book of Luke, chapter 18, and I'm going to be reading verses 9 through 14 in the KJV version. It says, and Jesus spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. The word of the Lord. In summary, two men acknowledged and praised God, but only one was humble before God in his praise. Which one are you? Do you praise God and brag about it? Or do you close the door and bow down and kneel before him in private? Or do you brag about your accomplishments as if you did it all? Or do you acknowledge, I couldn't have done it without God on my side? To acknowledge God in the good and bad times. Do that customarily. Make it normal. Others are watching you, and they need to see the goodness of God in both good and bad times in your life. Remember, God looketh on the heart motive, and he knows if your praise is truly genuine or to be seen of man. Selah, pause and think on that. Sister Shelley's Street Love Story. This September 2023 marks my 10th year in ministry. Yep. First Fruits Living Ministries has made it 10 years, and it's all to the glory of God, because many a day I didn't believe I could do it, but praising him through it all has to be the answer. As a matter of fact, I know it's the answer, because when I would be making the sandwiches, I would just stop and just say, Lord, I can't do this without you. When you start making 75 sandwiches and then 100 sandwiches, and then you got to put the lunches together, and then you got to pack it all up and put it in your car and travel here and send communications out and do the marketing, it can be very overwhelming, but to God be the glory. I can't say that my whole life proved that God is good, but I can claim that the remainder of my life will prove that God is good. Can you say that as well? In conclusion, when you acknowledge God in the good and bad times, that's when others will see just how good God is. Sometimes we need to, on purpose, intentionally, make time to humble ourselves before God and praise Him through the troubles, through the struggles, through the battles, and those bad days. My prayer for you, as the end of the song says, may your whole life prove that God is good. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready, just repeat after me and just believe it from the heart. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me. He was raised from the dead just for me and took all my sins on the cross. I confess Jesus as my Lord. I am now saved. My new home is in heaven. I have a second invitation, and that's for those who may have received Jesus years ago as a kid, and maybe you walked away from Jesus, and today you want to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess underneath your breath anything you need to the Lord, and I'm going to pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the Street Love listener rededicating his life to you right now, according to 1 John 1 and 9. Forgive him. Cleanse him right now, Father God. He's coming to you with his arms raised up high, looking to you, Father. And I thank you, Father, that he right now is rededicated to you. Hallelujah. Do you hear that? That bell is just for you, those who received Jesus for the first time, and those who rededicated their lives. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. And guess what, Street Love listeners? I have a free gift just for you. If you have received Jesus or have rededicated your life to Christ, just go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org, click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Amen? All right. Our announcements for this week. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages 365 days a year. Glory to God. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. Because guess what? It's only 15 minutes. And guess what? I know they got 15 minutes. Amen. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Texas, Michigan, Italy, or Southfield that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? Street Love listeners, right now I'm at two churches at one location, 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. We're there on the fourth Wednesday of each month, so you can join us there. If you're here in Michigan between 11 and 1, we'd love to have you. We'll pray, give you a free lunch and a Bible. Amen. And then we can give you information about the church times that the minister has as well. Glory to God. We are finishing up our fundraiser. We were doing a fundraiser up until September 5th. So if you would like to donate or contact Sister Shelley, you can do that at freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Family, I hope this message was a blessing to you. I love you, and I just hope you have a wonderful week. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember, everybody, street love begins with you. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week.